Praise God. Do you believe that today, that God does impossible things? More than we could ever ask, dream, or imagine. He's an amazing God. I just shout out to Tiffany here in the sanctuary because her opening got two thumbs up. I got a text. I really enjoyed that. And you know, what a great time. It's a happy new year. It's a new year. And like she said, you know, we have the beginnings and ends in our lifetime here on earth. And so it is a fresh perspective when we hit the new year that we can start new and fresh and have a good, clean start, a clean slate. And this morning, you know, I'm reflecting on the fact that we are new creations in God. Like, that's what happens when Christ comes into our life and the Holy Spirit seals that promise in us that we are new creations. And that's why I think it's key in this season of a beginning that we remember the phrase that over and over I say is that we raise the bar in our attempt to know God, to be fresh in our faith, to build up our faith, to grow in our faith, to establish deeper roots in God. You know, it's important that we have that kind of thought of John the Baptist when he said that, when he's talking about Christ, he said, he must increase and I must decrease. And what a great time of the year to reflect on that thought, that I want personally more of Christ in my life. I want the Spirit of God. I want that increase of my faith, and I want a decrease in my own self purposes. You know, Colossians 3 tells us in the entire chapter to put off or put to death, take off the old, and really reflecting on the idea and the language of clothing. And we take the old clothing off. In this last month, I've actually had to throw away two pairs of jeans that finally had accumulated too many holes. And I you know, I guess this generation of young people may not say that, but I do. And you know, I bought on, got on new jeans, and you know, and that's what Colossians 3 says, is to take off the old, put to death the old, and to put on the new. And of course, in a spiritual way, that's putting on more of Christ and more of the Spirit of God in our life. You know, Philippians 3, that whole chapter is really designed that we would know Christ more deeply in our lives. And also, we know also at this time of year that quote we get often from Philippians 3 is that we forget what's behind and we press on to what's ahead. And really, that's what my heart is for the church family, that we would press ahead and not be so bound down by what's behind us. You know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 say this: trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. Literally, in the language of Hebrew, the word lean there means to support oneself. So don't support yourself on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, because He will make your paths straight. And I think at this time of year, again, it's important for us to acknowledge and remember that we want God's leading in our lives, individually, as families, and as a church family, that we would have God's will being implemented in our lives. You know, tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, and we will not relent. We're going to continue to set the first Monday aside for prayer and for fasting. And I know I'm not trying to put a heavy burden on us all, but that we would take as much time as we can tomorrow, whether you can fast all day or for a meal, and just give a little bit of time to prayer for your life, for God to just bless your life, your household, and for the church family, that we would be more fruitful this coming year. And starting tomorrow for the couple of nights, I'm going to head out to Nest Lake, stay in a cabin there, and I'm going to just sort of get into perspective this whole year and sort of put my life down before God in these next couple of days. What I'd like to do is lead you this morning. We're going to lead you into a little bit of a mini prayer concert, because if we're not going to lean on our own understanding, if we're going to acknowledge God, then really in the beginnings and the ends, we need to put God first. And so we're going to just take a few moments to interactively pray. I'm going to be giving you, we'll be giving you opportunity to just take a minutes of reflection, and then we're going to lead you in prayer through a few prayer things. And then we're going to end today with an opportunity to just share communion together again because of the importance of the death of Christ bringing us life and through his resurrection from the dead. So we're going to take opportunity this morning as well. And if you haven't got emblems, please grab yourself some this morning. But as we start, let's together pray the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. He said, you know, in this manner you ought to pray, because we know that God knows us. He knows our beginnings and he knows our ends. God's not surprised by anything. And so, but he really desires that we would draw near to him and that we would bring our needs, our requests, our life to him in prayer. So let's pray this prayer together and just, again, just set the stage for our moments of reflection and prayer with the Lord. Let's say it out loud together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours, God, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. What I'd like us to do to start this morning is I'm going to give you a minute or two, and I'd like you just to take a moment to reflect on the past year. And I'd like you to take that year, all of its, there's joys and triumphs in that, but all of the sorrows, maybe some of the disappointments, maybe there's been mistakes you feel you've made, maybe there's some guilt hanging on from some of your actions, maybe sin. But take all of the things that, you know, would want to bring us down and give us no hope for the future, and just lay them before the Lord. And let's take a moment to just repent even of some of the things that we need to repent of. And not only individually, but as a corporate body, that we would say to God, you know, what we haven't accomplished that we should have, you know, some of the things that maybe we could have done, we didn't. But let's not let guilt and all that condemnation sort of stick with us. But let's just give it all to God and take a moment just to establish again our lives before him. So would you do that in your place today? We'll do it here. And just now take a moment, and then I'm going to lead us in prayer at the end of this minute or two. But let's take that opportunity right now. God, we give you this past year. God, it is come, it is gone in our calendar year. And God, we don't want to be bound by things in the past that maybe we regret. You know, some of the disappointments of last year, maybe some of the sin that has held on to us. God, we want to be in a position where we can put it all behind us, repent from that which we need to repent, just surrender and put aside the things of the past. And God, individually, we want to acknowledge that our future, our days ahead, are clean, they're new, God, they're pure, and they're given to you wholeheartedly. And God, as a church, we repent of anything, God, that we have neglected to do or how we have maybe fallen short in certain ways. But God, as a church, we want to be in a position where we don't allow those things as well to hinder us, the things of the past. We want to press on, God. We want to move forward as a church family. And God, we want to see you do impossibly great and mighty and powerful things in our midst, God. So I pray that you would just, God, give us a new start today. God, give us a start that is full of hope, full of purpose, full of joy, and full of deep and great peace. And God, for the situation we find ourselves in at the beginning of this year where we are still not allowed to gather together, I pray, God, that you would fulfill your purposes in this world, God, that you would continue to do the work that you need to do, God, for these days ahead. But God, we do ask that you would stop the spread of the virus And we ask, God, that you would protect us and keep us and watch over us. And God, for all of this, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And we give you great and deep thanks, God, for the life that we live now and that we can look forward to in this coming year. So God, be glorified, we pray, in your beautiful name. Amen. Amen. As we continue to move along here, we're going to pray, going to ask you to pray for your pastors, for your board of directors in the church, and for all your ministry leaders. And just give you a moment here to think about us and to just offer a little bit of prayer, and then Samuel's going to come and pray over all of us.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you for the life of our pastors. Thank you for the life of the board members. Thank you for your families, their wives, their children. Thank you for the life of their grandchildren and the extended families. Thank you for keeping them through these challenging times. Thank you for bringing each and every one of them out victoriously in your word and in your power. We bless your name for their lives. Lord, we lift them up before you, Lord, and we ask that your hand of protection continue to rest upon them, O God. That through them you will manifest your glory and your power, and men will be drawn to your kingdom through your message, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this new year, Lord, we ask that you will be with them and their various families, O God. You will keep them safe and sound. No evil shall befall them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for their lives. We bless your holy name. We thank you because you are God and there is none like you. We honor you. We ascribe all the glory, dominion, power, honor to your name forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Next, we just want to stop and pray for our own relationship with God and maturing and growing in our own walk, and of course, connecting with God as a church body and growing and deepening in that area as well. So if you want to just prepare your hearts, and then we're just going to ask God to, allow us to grow in our relationship with him this year. God, your word tells us that we should love you with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. And God, we just ask that this year that would be something that our lives would be marked by. God, that we know that we've loved you in the past because you loved us first. And God, this year we just ask that we would continue to love you in a greater and deeper way. God, those parts of our lives that we are clinging to, God, we would just give them to you. God, we would love you and trust you enough to be open with you about all of the things going on in our lives. God, you already know there's no secrets. So God, would we surrender all areas? Lord, we just pray that as we do that, as we become more dependent on you, more intimate with you, more trusting of you and your goodness and your faithfulness, God, in our individual lives, that it would just overflow. God, it would be an overflow into this church body. God, that we would, as a church, seek you. God, that we would prioritize prayer. And because of that, God, would we be fruitful? Lord, would we be fruitful in our individual walk? And would we be fruitful as a church? And not so that we can say, hey, look at how awesome we are or what we're doing here. But we would say, hey, this is about a God who loves us. This is about an eternal end game. This is about Jesus and all that he's done for us. And we just can't hold it back. We've got to tell everyone else. And so, God, I just pray that this next year, Lord, we would just be unashamed about how much we love you, and we would just be so open about who you are, what you've done for us. And God, we would trust you with every area, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's continue again, just to pause for a moment, and let's think about the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God who's in our life, and you know, his presence, God Almighty, lives within us. That's an amazing thought, and let's just meditate on that thought and about the Spirit wanting to interact with our lives in a more incredible way this coming year. But just take a few moments and just think about that thought as I lead us in prayer this morning. God, I pray that we would be very aware of the Spirit's presence in our life, that we would conversationally at all times be aware of that and be able to talk and seek him and ask for help and guidance and counsel and wisdom when we need it. That God, we'd always be aware that we're not alone, that you are with us, God, by your Spirit dwelling within us. And all that power of the Holy Spirit is for us. And God, I pray that we would be continually filled with the Spirit of God, that we'd never grow too dry, God, where we wouldn't take opportunity to allow you to fill us to overflowing. And God, would we make us so sensitive to your work in our lives and your wanting to work through our lives to touch others. And that God, we would move in the gifts of the Spirit. The Spirit has given us gifts to work through our lives for our benefit and for the benefit of others. And God, may we see throughout this year the growth of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, that we really would see that God-likeness come into our lives in a great way. So Spirit of the living God, we ask that you would just bring us all to that place where we really begin to sense and know in a more powerful way your work in our lives and your presence within us. And we give you thanks, Spirit, that you are with us and that you are going to see us through this next year in a powerful way. Amen.
As a church this year, we said that our goals and our vision, our priorities were to connect with God, to connect with each other, and to connect with our neighbor. And so we're just going to pray for our neighborhood and then, you know, how that flows out to our city and our province and in a minute here. And I just ask that you would take this time and think about who are your neighbor. Who are those that are in proximity to you that don't know Jesus, that do know Jesus, that just need love? And just ask the Spirit to bring some of those faces or places to your mind before we pray and lift that up. So God, your word also tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And God, there are people who don't know you that need to hear about Jesus. God, we're living in a world of urgent physical and spiritual needs. And I just pray that we would be burdened by the fact that there are still people here that don't know the gospel message, that haven't heard it. God, that would be just so important in the way we live our lives. God, that as a church and as individuals, that we would be caring about our neighborhood. God, would you allow us to be creative? Holy Spirit, would you give us new ideas and fresh vision of how we can reach out and minister to those who are around this physical church building and who are around our own homes and our workplaces, even in the midst of this season where gathering is, you know, not allowed. God, would you allow us to open our eyes and see what you see? God, when we see hurting and broken people, would we see the love you have for them? God, would we not be uncomfortable by their brokenness, but would we be uncomfortable by our own selves just passing by? Jesus, we just ask that you would grow this church and grow other churches in this city this year. God, that we're all working together and on the same team and want the same things for people. And God, would this just be a city that is marked by churches that are alive and thriving? And it would start with us individually in this church and around the city. But God, would you just bring a revival? I truly believe we can't be people who seek you if we're uncomfortable with the word revival. We want to see revival, and that means different things in different seasons. And right now, God, we just ask that you would bring revival in our home, in our community, in our lives, in our city. God, even in the province of BC and the Canada that we live in here today, would we just be marked by your truth, by your love? And Lord, would people just come to know Jesus? Help us to love our neighbor like you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And God, we pray for our missionary work that we support through the church family here. God, our missionaries, we ask that you would sustain them and strengthen them and fill their lives with purpose and a new hope, a new vision, a new joy and passion for what they do and how they serve. Give them creative insight, God, to how to move forward in the next season of life and ministry. We pray for Frank Julek and the orphanage in India. God, that you would continue to prosper and draw kids, God, and disciple kids into the faith. We pray for Kevin and Julia Garrett Guard in Myanmar and Burma. We pray, God, you would just, again, give them great inroads and favor, God, in the dark places that they minister. Pray for Matthew and Amber Price in Thailand, God. We ask as they travel around the areas and do this incredible work that you would bless them and bless their hands as they put their hands to work, God, for the gospel and for the kingdom. And we're asking you to bless their children and bless their family, God, that they would be continually touched by the Lord and provide all their needs, God, we ask, according to your riches and glory. We pray for Tim Schindel in the Parliament in Ottawa, God, and all the legislatures across Canada that are represented by Leading Influence Ministries. We pray, God, that you would continue in these incredibly interesting days, God, these incredibly interesting days of just turmoil, God, and our leaders need your help, God. And so we're asking you to give favor to our chaplains across Canada. And God, and I pray that you would give them incredible insight and the thoughts and words and the way to proceed in ministry. Bless them in this hour, God, because our country surely needs you, God, at this time. Pray for Darcy and Leanne McAllister, God, in their work with Hong Kong, Asia, and here in Canada. We pray, God, that you would just strengthen their hands. God, continue to give them insight, favor, wisdom. And God, that you would cover their lives as they travel back and forth, God, these twice a year back and forth. We pray, God, your hand would be upon them, that you keep them safe, God. And for all our missionaries, God, meet every need they have, God. Continue to just to provide for them so they can continue to do the work, God, that you've called and placed in their lives. But we bless them today, and we thank you for them, God, in your wonderful name. Amen. What I'd like to do here before we go to communion, one last portion of prayer. I'd just like you to take an opportunity right now, everyone, just to pause for 30 seconds, for a minute. And when we've done that, the band is going to play a song of consecration for us and lead us in that. And then I'll lead us in communion. But can we just pause for a moment and just invite God to be a banner over our individual lives? For God just to protect us, cover us, provide for us this coming year, and to fill our lives with peace and joy and trust in Him. Just ask God to be a banner over your life in these next few moments. you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. God, I pray for every individual, every one of us, God, that we would experience growth in our lives this coming year. And God, I do pray and bless every one of us that God and profess that that banner is over our lives, over our households, over this church family, and that we will experience, God, the Spirit of God in His fullness throughout this year, and that, God, we will be blessed with joy and we will be blessed with peace as we, God, in part, surrender and yield our lives to You and to the work of Your Spirit. So, God, bless each individual, I pray. I just invite you to just hold the emblems of communion. And Jesus told us, you know, that, you know, this was His broken body, symbolic of His broken body and His shed blood. And I'd just like us to take a few moments to just give Him honor and praise and thank Him and remember all that He has done. And let's remember who He is this morning. They're going to lead us in another song, and just let's take a moment just to reflect and be thankful to God and not rush through this time. And then we're going to take them together in a few moments. Oh, God is good and God is faithful. You know, God loves us. He demonstrated it. And these emblems remind us of how He demonstrated His love towards us. And then while we were yet sinners, Christ came to this earth and died, took our punishment upon Himself, suffered, and was buried. Let's remember what He did for us this morning. Praise You, Jesus. Praise Your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. God, we thank You today and remember the significance of the emblems we hold. And God, we take the wafer, symbolic of Your broken body, the punishment, the suffering You took, God. And we remember that You did it for us. And with that, with great thanks, God, we take of this bread today together because we know that You love us. Let's partake of the bread together. Praise Your name. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. We also take the cup this morning. We remember that it's through His shed blood that we have forgiveness of sin, purity, and that we can have relationship with His Father again because of it. And with that in mind, and again at the beginning of this new year, realizing that Jesus has dealt with our sin. And so let's partake together. Praise Your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name. Praise Your name. Oh, church, God is so good, isn't He? Isn't He so faithful and wonderful? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He's so glorious. As we close off our mini prayer concert and worship concert with together with God, as we set things right at the beginning of the year, that we put Him first, let's just sing one more song of worship, of praise. You know, God is great, isn't He? And then Pastor Tiffany is going to come up with the final blessing. But have a happy new year, a great week, and I'm looking forward to all that God is going to do in our lives and through our lives, and how he's going to bless you and prosper in your life. But let's sing "How Great Is Our God" to the one who deserves our praise this morning.
Amen. Amen. How great is our God, name above all names and worthy of all praise. I just pray that this week and this year, that would be just the focus of your life, would be God and how great and how just and how loving and merciful and wonderful he is. And we could spend all eternity describing how great he is, but would that just give you perspective on your life and how you live and how you love others and how you love God? And so be blessed this week. Be blessed this year. God, we just ask that you would indeed bless us and bless your church so that we could bless others. God, you are great. You are holy, God, and you have forgiven us and redeemed us. And Lord, would our lives just be marked by your goodness and your greatness this year in this church, in our homes, in our city. And we ask this in Jesus' mighty, powerful name. Amen. Amen. Be blessed. Happy New Year.